Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
She's grinning. I've always wondered what you do when that plays.
I dance at home. I'm swaying here.
Do you love
it? I do at home. I do. I love that song.
Would Joe dance to this?
Oh, yes. We're dancers.
I've seen pictures from weddings that Joe just throws it down on the dance floor.
Yeah, we like to dance.
And there he is, Joe Farini. Again, this is Cindy Farini with me. It's Brian and Kathleen, Morning 716. This is the time of week where Joe and Cindy join us for their My Marriage Matters segment. And this week, we've got Joe on the phone and Cindy just in the flesh here. It's good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
You guys want a minute here to say
no,
hi to each other?
We did this morning.
Yeah, as 4 o'clock.
Like, good morning at four.
Well, okay, so week one, we talked about protecting our minds in our marriage. Week two, we talked about protecting our hearts. Cindy, do you want to get us started this week on where we're headed?
Sure. So for week three here, I guess what I'd want to share with the listeners is that we need to protect our time and our treasures. And Joe might have an extra one to add here, too. You know, in terms of our time, I think we have to understand that God comes first, that we need to be in His Word. We need to protect ourselves by reading His Word. And when we do that, when we read His Word and study His Word, we learn how to protect our mind, how to protect our heart, how to handle different situations. And so that's first and foremost. And then, of course, our husband should be next, and then our children, and our ministry work, other responsibilities. And so when someone, you know, starts to sort of make their way into those important things in your marriage, someone that's, you know, maybe looking to have more time with you, I think you have to be very protective of it. And I think it can happen very subtly. So I would be very, very careful. You know, our friends should not be the top of our list. And then even, you know, workers, co-workers, I've known of a numerous women who had gone back to work in my own life. And, you know, just because of working with a lot of different men, just began to have different ways of thinking. And so they really needed to protect their mind, first of all, but then they needed to protect their time because they started going out and doing things after work that probably they wouldn't have done otherwise. So I think there has to be a protection there. And then in terms of treasures, I guess the first thing that came to my mind was money. And, you know, not spending money on other people, you know, not taking someone out to lunch from work, mm-hmm. you know. If it's a business lunch, I know you've talked about the Billy Graham rule. You know, how do you want to address that in your marriage? Make sure that's something that you and your spouse know. And for those who don't know what that is, that, you know, if you're a woman, you should not be out to lunch with a man or spend time alone with a man in any capacity. Some people can carry it to some extremes, you know, like I can't have a meeting with you in your office. That it just depends what yours is. I would probably be a little bit more flexible on some of those work kinds of things. But you have to know, I think, a little bit when you're crossing that boundary.
Sure.
And when you have that little bit of an uncomfortable feeling or you sense that you're sharing some of your treasures, you're sharing things from your heart that you should not share but should just be for your spouse. So that's where I'd start with that.
Joe, what do you have to add to that?
Well, clearly spending time and treasures with your spouse and your family, that's priority one. I mean, our primary focus after our devotion and submission to the Lordship of Christ, as Cindy was talking about there, before anyone or anything else, we must give our time and our treasures to our spouse and to our family. And I would like to think that I've demonstrated over the years that I'm willing to give my life for my wife and for my family. I mean, it doesn't matter what the odds are against me or how insurmountable the possibilities might be against me. My spouse and my family know that I will do whatever it takes to protect and serve them and serve them well. And that's going to be primarily reflected by how I spend my and protect my time and treasures. And of course, as Cindy said, I mean, I would hope that anyone listening to what we're talking about here would say amen to this. But the reality is, as Cindy alluded to and you alluded to too as well, Brian, that there are still far too many brothers and sisters in Christ who still get seduced into affairs. And you know you're getting caught up into an affair is understand that this is a process. I mean, you don't wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'll start having an affair today. You know, it doesn't work that way. And I'd like to just allude to a book that came out back in 1978. And actually, the book was written with the intent of breaking up affairs. and not marriages. But you wouldn't get that from the title of the book. But the title of the book is called The Mistress's Survival Manual. And one of the quotes from that book speaks volumes to what we're talking about today. And the author's name is Melissa Sands, and she says the following quote: "Many people think a mistress is a shapely young woman who wears flimsy negligees and lounges on satin sheets. But more likely than not, she's just an extremely good listener." And, you know, Cindy and I, we've seen so many times affairs have begun when one hurting person turned to another person, sharing his or her disappointments with someone who was just eager and motivated to listen to his or her problems. And Brian, I think one of the greatest gifts we can give to each other is the promise to be a good listener. And this, of course, involves, you know, us tearing ourselves away from our distractions and preoccupations just to listen to them. And I can guarantee your listeners right now that no matter where they are in their marriage today, whether they have a good marriage on its way to becoming a contagious marriage, or they have a marriage right now that has some issues in it, what their spouse needs today and every day is for them to be just an extremely good listener.
Now, you two mentioned something I think is so key, and it has to do with priorities. And I've seen Christian families where instead of it being God, spouse, children, it's God, children, spouse. What are the consequences of that misallocation of priority?
Joe, why don't you go first?
Well, yeah, this is what we would call having a family affair. This is where we put the children first before our spouse. And, you know, the devastation of this a lot of times is not seen until like maybe 20 years later, when after the children leave the home. And then the husband and wife are left looking at each other and wondering, who are you? And that's because the priority has always been to children prior to the spouse. And so there is going to be not just an immediate impact as a result of this, but also an overflow effect as well down the road.
So what do we do when we encounter those situations, or if somebody's concerned that that's happening in their family? How can you prioritize your spouse when you have lots of little kids running around?
Well, number one, you have to let the kids know that mommy's number one, you know, if you're dad talking here, and that you need to have some mommy and daddy time after the kids go to sleep. And that's usually when Cindy and I would do spend time together, or we would do things like ministry things together. We just made it a priority that when the kids are up, we're home, we invested in our kids. We read to them, we played games with them, and we just got them real tired. But when they were in bed, then it was mommy daddy time. And that might be something just as simple as sitting on the couch and just relaxing and talking.
Right. Well, one of the things too, Brian and I were talking at the break that, you know, sometimes it's the mom who's all invested in the kids, going to all the soccer games and whatever, and the dad maybe down the road says, "Hey, wait a minute now, what about me?" Or maybe that started because dad was playing golf. And so she took on that, you know, if you will, family affair being with the children because he was out playing golf. So I think, you know, Joe, as we always say, you know, you need to talk about it. You need to have conversation about how is this working in our family. And as I said to Brian, that's one of the reasons Joe never took up golf, because it was just so time consuming. And that isn't to say to any listener, don't play golf. That's not it. Just where is it in the list of priorities? And I just think it's important, you know, to make sure that you continue to know each other all through your marriage, not waiting till the kids are gone and then trying to pick up where you left off 25 years ago.
Yeah, if I might also add one other thing is, you know, Brian, we were pretty sensitive to this whole issue here, and there have been many times that we would ask the kids, "So is mom and dad spending enough time with you guys? Do you have enough time with us?" And almost 100% of the time, Cindy, I don't know if you would agree with that, I would say almost 100% of the times the kids are saying, "You're spending way too much time with us."
Yeah.
And so,
especially when they were like in junior high school.
It was just a benchmark that we used, but we were very intentional about making sure that they were not neglected in any ways, but we need to make sure that priority one, that my spouse was not neglected at all at any time.
Yeah, one more very important piece in your series on affair-proofing your marriage. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini, My Marriage Matters. If folks want to get more information about what we've been discussing, how can they do that?
Probably the best place would be if they want to write us or send us an email would be joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. But we'd love to have you come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Click like, and then you'll get our posts. You'll get the audio, which Ron makes available. We usually post that the next day on Tuesday. And share it with friends. You know, there have been a few of these that have been really helpful. It's fun to see how many people have viewed it and shared it. And it's also fun to see what people view that you think, well, nobody's going to care about this. And then you'll see there's a lot of views. But, you know, it's just part of community. And we're happy to be there to provide whatever we can.
Well, thanks you too. And
thank
Joe,
you.
Thanks for coming on the phone, man.
Yeah, just another day.
Okay. See you later.